Hey, Norm.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Welcome to the Hangout Session Podcast. Listen.
Yo.
Little special guest again this week.
Special geest?
Yeah.
It's Eric number two.
Eric number two.
Well, hello. Actually, technically, I think he's Eric number three.
Too many Erics in your life.
Not enough.
But I like it.
Did he say hello?
Yes, I did.
Hi.
How you doing, Norm?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
So, we have him here today because he's the he's our leading video game expert.
You could say that.
I did.
And I'll say it. Video game expert in the house. Here we go.
Set it on the pod when the mics are hot.
It's a hot week for video games.
I fought tooth and nail to get this fucking asshole on the show.
Why?
Eric, did I not spend like the last 2 days just berating you to call off your job?
All night.
Well, we do spend all night together.
Oh, man. There's some special effects going on in the house. I guess I love it. We have the lighting down here, and it's apparently hooked up to my wife's phone, so she's getting text messages up there. So if they turn back on, that'll be great. If not, I'll turn a light on. So now where we got three guys sitting in the dark, huddled around a computer.
Drinking a hot cup of coffee.
Sipping on coffees. It's a great time to talk about E3.
Sure. Yeah. So this episode is going to be strictly E3 coverage.
Yeah.
Or E3 and video game centric.
Yeah.
And with
having a new guest, we could learn a little bit about Eric as well, too.
I mean, do we have to?
I'd like to. No. I mean.
All right. Fine. All right. This is the Eric that used to work at GameStop.
Used to.
But he got fired for stealing.
No, come on. He was arrested. I wouldn't even believe it.
Nah.
I believe it. Knowing you like as well as I know you wouldn't steal because you're like, you're kind of a pussy.
Every time something happens with you, I'm just like, damn it, Norm.
Every time something happens with me? What do you mean?
When you come into the store.
Oh. Hey, the last time I was there, you were going to get stabbed by those Spanish guys.
That is a good point.
That is a good point.
That was a scary night.
It was.
I believe it.
These two Spanish guys were just had these like piece of shit phones that were broken, and they wanted him the one he would have got $24 for. The other one was like $9, and they were like just standing in the corner, like, you know,
scheming,
mean mugging him, like just like this, like on Domingo, no, it's only.
Uh huh.
Yeah. So, yeah. And I stayed there, and I just like
bodyguarded.
Yeah, kind of. Well, I gotta protect the little Cokie.
Yeah,
kind of. And then while I was there, I talked him into buying a 3DS.
Oh, well, no, was that before or after the 3DS?
That was during the pre-order phase.
Oh, okay.
So he saved your life and you bought him a 3DS. I love this story.
He didn't buy it for me.
Nope,
he talked to me. Okay.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm not allowed to buy things, though.
Yeah. So listen, he called you little Cokie.
Yeah.
Is that an official nickname or is that a Norm nickname?
I think that's a Norm nickname currently.
Yeah. Well,
so
yeah.
Your brother is your older brother, Craig?
Yes.
You have any other brothers?
No, I don't.
Okay. So
only one.
Do you have any sisters?
No.
Damn.
All right. So you're the little brother. You want to know a little Craig story, I can tell you.
Sure thing.
Okay. So I met Craig when I worked at Walmart. I met him probably 1997 or 98.
Okay.
This is a long time ago. And he used to always come into the store and like run over to the toy department and look at Star Wars toys.
Still does it.
Yes. That's the best thing about it. But I always remember him coming in, and then like I didn't see him for a while because then I got a job out in Lawn and Garden, so I didn't see him. And then he came back in another time, and his head was all shaved and he was all different. I was like, I think that's that kid, but I don't know. But I never like hung out with him or anything. I just knew him as a Walmart customer.
Sure.
For years.
Yeah.
The first time I met him, I was very jealous of him.
Yeah.
Because I was with Other Charlie. And me and him, when I worked with Other Charlie, we would just like putz around the store.
Yeah.
Just look at stuff and talk about magic.
We used to call it GW. We used to go girl watching.
Oh, I see. Yeah. We talked about magic. Anyway, Other Charlie saw him, and he has this awesome Boba Fett hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, ooh, this little motherfucker.
But like the costume hoodie? Like that?
Yeah, but it was actually made by Mark Echo.
That's awesome. Yeah, the limited edition one. And I was like, I want to kill this kid.
And take that hoodie and wear it as a finger puppet.
I was actually like a lot, like weighed less like then.
Yeah.
Probably weighed like 200 pounds less.
Oh, yeah?
I think so.
I never saw a Norm.
Yeah, I don't think I saw you until like after like a year that I worked there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then I was fired 6 months later. No. But I knew Craig beforehand. So.
Well.
Yeah,
Eric came on.
What an enticing story!
Yeah, but anyway, yeah. So that's how I met your brother.
Yeah,
as a customer. That's how I met most of the people. Same thing with D'Angelo too.
He was a customer first?
Yeah.
Okay. How'd you meet Zach?
Working there.
Really?
Yeah.
There were, y'all went to like Hazleton though, right?
Yeah, but I'm older than Zach, I believe. I don't think he was in school. He was in Carey's
grade,
I think.
You're 36?
No, but...
35.
I'll be there. I'll be there soon.
Wait, how old are you?
90.
You're 10 years older than me.
I'm 90. No, I'll be 36.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Oh, so you're only 9 years older than me.
Yeah, he went to school with Carrie. He was in her grade. His senior picture is the best. I always used to like take it and Photoshop it.
Yeah.
It's him with a turtleneck.
Who's Zach?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I would love to see it.
It's a black and white one though, but no, actually I think it's green.
Do you have it somewhere?
It's in Carrie's yearbook. I'll have to get it. I'll tweet it out to you. Right. I remember the one time I Photoshopped it, but I took the nose and I swished it so he had the hook nose, yeah, like the gnome. Yeah. It was a good time.
Oh man. We just saw him, what, 2 weeks ago? Last week? 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, when we went to see
Yeah, we Turtles. Saw Turtles. He might come out on Saturday night. This Saturday's my birthday. We're going to the drive-in to see Finding Dory.
Yeah.
Because that's what I want to do.
That's a good birthday.
Yeah. I saw Finding Nemo at the same drive-in. And I was like, yeah, it's a good place to see it.
That's a good movie. Right now the kid's upstairs watching Inside Out.
Yeah, I love that movie. Yeah.
That's good.
That one was pretty good.
I bawled my eyes out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it went bing bong. I want to get that bing bong pop. The clear one.
I'm pretty sure they still have them.
Yeah, there's one at Hot Topic.
Yeah.
Is that clear? Just like completely clear though, right?
Yeah.
Do you ever see that one customizer?
Like a child's tear.
Yeah. Did you ever see that one customizer, Evilos? Do you ever see that guy? He does custom like amiibos and everything.
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, he did a custom bing bong that he took it, but like when he like airbrushes stuff,
yeah,
he airbrushed it like a clear pink.
Oh, okay.
So it's like translucent still, but it's pink color.
I think we kind of talked about that like this a little bit ago. Like how it would be cool if they did that like originally. Yeah.
Now, when they do a clear one like that, I actually never saw that one in person, but like, do you see like all the joints inside or did they do like a solid mold just for that one?
I think it's just a solid, from what I like, remember
yeah,
looking
pretty
at.
I'm sure they're just solid. Solid.
I know the Predator is a solid mold, so I would assume Bing Bong is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, video games.
Yes.
Yes.
Video games.
So, E3 happened this week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? Wait, did you get new guys over there? Nintendo guys?
No, you know what I did? They were stacked behind each other. I just spread them out a little bit, yeah.
Right. Speaking of Nintendo guys, Spencer's is going to have an exclusive figurine.
For what? For those?
For World of Nintendo, yeah.
Which one?
They're going to have a posable Shadow Link.
I'm liking that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks really nice.
In like that size, like the small 3-inch one, or is it like the bigger, like the carded ones?
The carded ones.
Wow.
Yeah, it comes with sword and shield.
That's awesome.
I think we talked about this kind of last week, but I didn't get to it. Well, we didn't talk specifically about this. Is there a Wario one? Not like that, but the other ones?
A carded one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the goggles?
No, I think it's the, I want to say, I don't think it's the one, the biker goggle jean jacket
the
one.
The Wario wear.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the one I want.
They had it at Kmart for a while. It's big.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I can imagine.
Like, it's a heavy figure.
I like Wario.
Speaking of Wario, Waluigi.
Why?
So, well, we're talking about Nintendo. These new Nintendo amiibo that they are talking about, right? These are just the Super Mario line, right?
Yeah, they are.
So what game do they do anything on?
They announced a new Mario Party game for 3DS.
Oh, yes. That's right.
Wait. A new Mario Party for the thing?
For the handheld, yeah.
Really?
Yep.
And that should be cool.
The best thing
is... Can you play online?
I would assume you could. Yeah. I don't see why you couldn't.
Yeah.
You could play like Mario Kart 7 and stuff online.
Yeah. And what's the one where you fight?
Smash Bros.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder, like, that would be the type of game like that's good to have one cart and then multiple people play it. Like Mario carts like that. Like you could just have one and then multiple people could jump on it.
Oh,
and play.
Without having...
Yeah, you don't need the game.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think when you're on your home screen, you just go to the... I think it's...
Download play,
that's right. And then if I'm playing the game and I go into there, you could join onto it.
We would never have to hang out again.
True.
It would be awesome.
Mario Party Island Tour now. That actually does have that option.
Mario Party Island Tour?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you notice, though, the image that they... You didn't see anything about that game then?
I didn't see this.
The Spaghetti-O can?
Yeah, yeah.
That's great. Because I bought them before. I've had them. They're Mario Spaghetti-Os. Do you know, what a Spaghetti-O is?
Yeah, no. I've seen the Mario Spaghetti-Os.
Okay. Well, the one of the cans has the logo on it, And all they did was...
Which logo?
The logo that they're using for this game, but they just threw, like, dice coming out of Mario's hand for the game.
It's
the same logo.
All they did is Photoshop the noodles out of it.
All right.
It's pretty funny. I like
that. It's a 30-minute job.
Do they have Mario Kraft macaroni and cheese? I've got the blues.
No, because I have Star Wars ones. They don't have Mario. I'm trying to think. They're Finding Dory right now.
Ooh.
Star Wars and
maybe I'll
SpongeBob.
Get those for my birthday.
Who knows? Probably not.
I'm very excited for that movie.
Yeah.
I like Hank. The octopus.
The one issue I'm going to have with the movie, like, I can't say this for Toy Story because it never did that, but, like, a lot of the Disney movies, well, even sequels in general, like, they always try to hit, like, the best things out of the first one, and they try to, like, recreate it or do something similar to that in the second one because they know it's, like, a tried and true thing that people love, so they just do it again, and it gets annoying.
Yeah. Well, I mean, with Finding Dory... And Finding Nemo, I think, besides, like, The Incredibles, is my favorite Pixar movie.
Yeah.
Just, like, Albert Brooks, one of the best, like, directors and actors, comedians, whatever, of all time, I would state that, like, is the voice of one of the characters. He's Marlin. Ellen was hilarious as Dory.
Yeah.
Like, the first one is so perfect that, like, I think... John Lasseter's doing it, right? Is it John Lasseter?
I think so.
Or, if it's not John Lasseter, then fuck everything I'm saying. It's going to be terrible.
No.
No.
It does look good, though.
But John Lasseter did also do Cars.
Did he do the second one?
Yeah, Cars is, like, his thing.
The first one was good. I know you don't like it, but
I never watched it.
Then you can't say you don't like it.
Yeah, but I hate it.
I see it myself.
You never saw it?
No.
It was good. Now, the second one was horrible. I'll admit that.
Did you see a third one?
No. There's not a third one.
Yeah, there's a third one, right?
No, you're thinking of Planes.
Yeah, they did Planes.
Yeah, but there's a third Cars coming out.
Yeah, they're working on a third Cars.
Okay. They're doing another Incredibles.
They should just work on Toy Story 4.
I
know they are. Okay. They've got to get that one done. I enjoy it. That's
what I wish they made Newt. You ever see the pictures for that?
No.
Pixar's Newt?
Didn't that get canceled?
Yeah, but that's why I said I wish they would make it.
Yeah.
You fuck.
Oh, my God.
Okay, sorry about movies. I've been saying go
movies, video games.
Did they talk about this thing in the Nintendo?
Well, the Nintendo Direct was 2 days. Well, not Direct. The Nintendo
Treehouse
was 2 days.
Oh, see, I was gonna watch that last night, but I decided to watch
Game of Thrones.
No, I already watched that. I was just watching through, like, trailers just so I could have more knowledge. But apparently, I watched no Nintendo trailers or anything. I did see the new Zelda one though. Can we talk about that?
I would love to.
That it's, oh my God, it's gorgeous.
It is.
I'm disappointed about one thing though.
Which thing?
There was such a stink raised about a female version that you could possibly play as that, like, everyone was saying, like, it was a big rumor that you could have your choice.
Yeah.
And that's not a thing.
Did they confirm it's not? Because you can change your outfit and stuff throughout the whole thing,
which is pretty cool. But you need to in certain circumstances.
The same thing with the other Zeldas. You can always do that.
Yeah, but the other ones were basically like, if you need to do something fire, you're red,
different colors,
like blue.
Yeah.
This is like if you're going up into the mountains into the cold, you need to dress for the cold weather.
Did you see him in the big, like, knight's armor?
Mm-hmm.
That looked cool. Oh man,
did you see that he can now change his hair?
Yeah, I did.
There's a man bun.
That's horrible, though.
I know.
I was going to say, when you saw, like, before we only ever saw, like, that still image or, like, something very small. So when you saw this and, like, you saw, like, the motion of it and, like, how it looked when it was moving, like, what were your first thoughts on it?
The first two things I likened it to was, one, Shadow of the Colossus, because it's so big.
Mm-hmm.
But then the other one was Final Fantasy Chronicles,
yeah,
I believe it's called, from the GameCube. Do you remember that game?
I do. I never played that one, though.
Or not Chronicles. Crystal something. I don't know. I remember, like, because it looked like the water was beautiful and stuff. Like, I don't know. It looks beautiful. The only thing I don't like are those like, red gremlin goblin things.
Mm-hmm.
They're weird looking. I mean, I like them, but they're weird looking. Did you notice when the trailer starts, it's, like, something green, then there's, like, it looks like Gerudo, like, landscapes, like the desert.
Yeah.
And there's a big creature up top there.
Yeah. I was trying to figure out what that was, because you see it, like, turn and kind of, like, walking away.
Yeah. What could it be? Now, like, in this one, is Zelda in trouble? Like, what's the dilly happening?
Is
it a continuation of any of the other ones?
I didn't watch any of the long gameplay. No, I didn't watch
that either.
Well, they say he was, like, asleep for 100 years or something.
Yeah.
So, like, in theory...
Who was? Link?
Link. But, is this a new person, though? Like, you know the theory, like, you hear, like, every version, like, every game, it's just, like, Link is just an entity. Like, it's just... It's not the same person.
It's like the concept.
Yeah. And the concept of how George Miller described Mad Max. Like, the way George Miller, the director, the creator and director of Mad Max, says that each Mad Max movie is just kind of like a campfire tale people tell about the character of Mad Max.
Yeah.
So each Zelda, or each, like, Link storyline is just like a tale someone tells about Link. Well, and Link's not a real character, but it's just like a...
Like the hero.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a theory that people are saying. Like, it's not... Because I don't know where this one would fall into the timeline if there was, like, a actual timeline.
Yeah.
I mean, I know there is one in the book.
Have you played every Zelda game?
I think I missed one.
Have you?
I played most of them.
Skyward Sword, that's one I missed.
I haven't played any since Majora's Mask.
Okay. I've played Skyward Sword. That one actually has an interesting story to it.
Yeah, I
Why
never
does Aaron
one
hate
up.
It? Huh. Why does Aaron Hansen hate it?
It could possibly be the controls. They weren't the greatest.
Oh, okay.
It required the Motion Plus.
Which I didn't have. That's why I never got that one. Yeah. I missed out on the bundle, the one that came with the gold controller with
I still have that controller.
Motion Plus. Yeah, just drop it off here next week. That's fine. Yeah, because that's the reason I never played that game, because I missed out on the bundle, and then I was like, screw it.
Just left like a bad taste in your mouth?
Yeah.
Was Twilight Princess before or after that?
Before. Twilight Princess was end of GameCube, beginning of Wii.
Okay. And then Skyward Sword's the latest one?
Skyward Sword's the second one on the Wii. There's none out for the Wii U.
So there's nothing out after Skyward Sword?
Correct.
Besides the Game Boy ones, or Game with DS, whatever.
The 3DS one.
Yeah.
Which there's two, but technically one. I don't really consider Triforce Heroes as...
Yeah, that
I mean,
one wasn't
it, well, no, actually, then there's that other one that just came out, too, the Warriors.
Hyrule
Warriors. Yeah.
That's like saying Halo Wars is a Halo game.
But that one requires... Well, you could play it on the regular 3DS, but the new 3DS is where that should be played.
Which one? The
like the one you guys have.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't play it on mine. I just have a standard 3DS XL.
Did you decide on Pokemon yet?
No, and here's why.
Okay.
This was going to ask you about, Eric. So, I'm going to get both of them. My son's going to get one, I'm going to get the other.
Sure.
But I saw in Japan they're releasing a two-pack. Do
you
think we're going to get that?
I have the two-pack for the USA
one. You do?
For the not for Sun and Moon, but for Ruby and Sapphire.
Okay.
They made it a Best Buy exclusive last time.
Yeah, because I want to know where that's coming, if we're going to get it here.
I'm hoping we do get it, because it says it comes with, 100 Pokeballs?
See, no, I thought that came with they're releasing a new 3DS in Japan.
Yeah.
It doesn't come with the games, but it comes with a code for 100 Pokeballs. That's what I saw. I didn't know the two-pack
did. In the bundle, too, because I know my bundle from Best Buy came with, I believe, like, 50 potions.
Yeah. See, I don't know what do I do? Like, I want to get it on. I don't have the Best Buy Gamers Club or anything, so I usually buy stuff on Amazon because you get a discount on there with Prime now. So I'm trying to hold off on there and see if they get it on there. But
I usually go with GameStop.
Yeah,
yeah.
I've been doing Amazon just because of the whole saving 20%.
Yep.
Oh wait, with Prime?
Yeah, if you're a Prime member, 20%. Wait, you do now?
Yeah.
Since when?
I wanted the streaming. I wanted to watch Mozart in the Jungle. So.
Oh, okay.
I was like, nah.
Did you buy monthly or did you pay for the year?
Just monthly. Yeah, I might do. I might pay for the year because I have another big thing coming in.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. We'll see.
Which I just got a notification today that my Mario Edition Minecraft for the Wii U got shipped today.
Oh,
I like physical copies.
Yeah,
I didn't know they were doing physical.
Yeah, it's just shipped today. It does. It comes out on what's today's date? It's the 16th. By the way, this is Hangout Session number 18. Correct?
Sure.
I forgot to mention that at the top of the show, but yeah, the physical one was supposed to come out tomorrow, so that shipped today, so I should actually have it tomorrow.
That should be cool.
But that's a problem with the Wii U. I don't have an external hard drive.
Yeah.
So
do you need one for it?
Well, I have about 8 games on there, and I'm full. I can't download. Cause
USB
they have,
sticks work.
Yeah, that's true. They have
a
sale.
Do they have a terabyte USB stick?
No.
That'd be awesome.
But they have a sale going on right now in the Wii U
wait,
shop.
Wait. What the fuck are you laughing at? You know, like,
I think I was in the corner still giggling, but the microphone's not picking it up, so I'll just say he's giggling over there in the corner.
But like that's not like such a strange question to ask.
No, it could
literally fucking next month they could be like, oh hey, we have a terabyte USB stick now.
And then the week later we got the twos.
Yeah. Like,
and then your teraflops are coming. I like it.
I want a zettabyte USB stick. I put my brain on it.
So as far as the Pokemon goes, the 2-pack, I'd like to see if there was a 2-pack option for the US, but if not...
I didn't even know 2-pack was an option.
In Japan, it is. Right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you asked me what Pokemon I wanted in my top 6, and I really had to like sit down and think.
Yeah.
So I went through like the list of all the Pokemon, like all 721 right now, and like realistically, I only would have chosen out of the top 151.
Yeah.
But like I love Miltank, just because like, you know, it's a powerhouse, and but looking through most of them, I was like. Like, these are fucking weird.
There's a lot of weird ones recently.
So many weird. Like, when you did the Wonder Trade last week.
Yeah.
The Cloud Bird.
I don't know what the hell that thing was. I just captured a set of keys the other day. Yeah.
There's a Snow Cone one.
Oh, yeah. The weird one I like is the Sword.
Oh, yeah. I got
Hon Sword, is it what it is?
Honed Edge.
Whatever.
I always called him Honed Edge, like a honed sword.
That's a good one.
Oh, that is... a good way of putting it.
I do like that the new Pokedex is a Pokemon.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Did you see the thing that I sent you? Or I might have sent it to him.
No, the one with SpongeBob?
No. It was...
Oh, no, then you didn't send it to me.
Hold on. I'll pull it up. It's the Pokedex. You know how, like, the Pokedex... fuck. The Pokedex, like, describes...
what you caught.
Yeah, what you caught.
Yeah.
I want to see if I sent it to you. No, I didn't. I sent you a picture for Eric Stover, though.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, while he's doing that, I'm going to ask you that thing that you had messaged me today about the Pokemon Go, the clip.
Yeah.
Do you, is that something you would get, you think?
I am thinking of picking it up.
Yeah.
Only because, from what I understand, it will make you save on your phone battery a lot.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking, because, like, I used to geocache a lot, and I had a dedicated GPS for that. But if I never had it, I would use my phone, and it drains your batteries like crazy using it all the time. So... the thing that is, like, when you're using that thing, though, it'll just tell you when there's one near.
Yeah.
But then it doesn't tell you what it is, though. So no, you still will have to look at the phone then to see what it is.
That's if you want to do that. But yeah. All you do is click the button then, and it attempts to catch it.
Yeah. I don't see too much of the stuff on that, because I didn't get to watch all that. But do you have, like, an inventory system and everything?
Yeah.
So you have to purchase, like, all the Pokeballs that you're going to be tossing around? Or how do you think that works?
From what I understand is there's going to be, like... sections in the game, like little pokey stops, they call them.
Yeah.
And I think those go on your notification for the Pokemon Go Plus also.
Okay.
So, and from what I understand, you just click there and then you'll just get an item.
So, yeah, it sounds so much fun. Like, I don't know. I definitely want to get it.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I mean, at least they're thinking of adults with it to where you don't have to wear the wristband.
Yeah, I like how they, in the pictures, they see that one guy is just like on his pocket.
Yeah.
And it looks like a Pokeball. Did you see that thing, Norm?
Yeah, he sent it to me last night.
Okay, yeah, it's just like a Pokeball, but it has like the arrow at the bottom. Like,
yeah.
Like on the map icons.
Yeah. You can't find it, can you?
We send each other way too many pictures for you to find it. Oh, man.
I think I remember what it was.
Yeah, I mean, like, I can explain what it was, but it's not as funny if I explain.
Let me see if I can find it.
Yeah. Well, I can't find it. It's basically the, like, you know how it's like, Pidgey, this kind of Pokemon.
Yeah.
The, like, the new Pokedex would be, like, whatever its name is, like, totally shredded. You know, like, yeah. You know, like, just really pumping itself up.
It sits there and has conversations with you.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be cool, though. Like, do you think it actually talks? It has to.
I would assume it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Did you see that your character starts out as if it's you're visiting your cousin?
Okay.
Yeah. From what I understand, you visit your cousin this time around.
Mm-hmm.
In these new islands.
The cousin's the girl.
No.
Oh.
There's a guy cousin that's in, like, the latest preview.
What, now, how do I get to be that little Japanese kid? From the trailer.
The one in the commercial?
Yeah.
You just have to go back in time and be born someone else, I guess. Right. That would probably be your best bet. I think, like, some of the gameplay, like, the way that the game is set up, I like how we're just jumping from game to game and we're not, like, finishing
this is the game coverage.
Games. But, did you watch any of the gameplay of this one? Because you
have which one?
Of,
Pokemon?
Sun or Moon.
Yeah.
Of any of them.
Where you run around the streets and stuff?
Yeah, so... Yeah. You haven't played any of the newer versions, right?
Like, I haven't played any since the originals.
Okay.
Well, like, since Crystal.
So when we were playing mine last week in the kitchen, like, when you're looking at it, you said, this is weird.
Super weird.
This one, did you watch some of this? Like, the setup of this game, it, like, kind of blows this one out of the water.
Yeah.
Mainly because I think the way it looks is a lot more, like, intuitive for, like, someone that doesn't play the game before. Like, I think, like, my son, he's 8 years old. Yeah. He'd probably be able to pick it up and play it. Like, with X and Y, like, I don't think he'd understand it too good because there's a lot of reading.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he could read, but I don't think he's going to understand what it's saying. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, like, I'm a pretty avid gamer.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I could pick it up.
Well, no, I'm not saying you, but just the way the screen's laid out, like, it's more vibrant, and, like, yeah. while the Pokemon are battling, like, you see so much more on the screen. Like, you're standing behind the character now. There's random people sometimes in the background.
Well, I mean, it's definitely a step up from your Pokemon Yellow.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah.
Actually, the only one thing that was good about Yellow is Pikachu follows you around.
Yeah.
They don't do that anymore.
That'd be upsetting. Awesome if you could choose one to do that.
I would love it.
Who's the fire monkey?
Oh,
fire monkey, go.
Something?
Chimchar? I don't know.
Yeah.
I want Chimchar to follow me around. That was a cute one. Who was it? He turns into, like, fire, prime fire? Fire rape? Fire rape?
Fire rape? I heard that.
No. Yeah, fuck him. I don't know. I
like Infernape?
Pokemon. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the middle one? The War Turtle. Come on, I believe in you, buddy. That's why you're here.
Come on.
Come on, feel the noise. Girls, rock your boys.
Please.
Don't look it up.
Okay.
All right, fuck it then. So yeah, Zelda, credible. Incredible.
Now, what I was asking you about before, you kind of didn't answer the way I was asking. The question I was asking, though.
What was the question?
I was more talking about the visuals of, like, how the cel shading kind of looks, like what your first initial thought of was how it looked, not meaning like the vast layout of the game, but just like
how the cel shading looks.
Yeah.
I prefer the look of like Wind Waker cel shading. And yes. Stuff like that, mostly to like any, like I love cel shaded stuff. I don't know why. Like, didn't a DBZ do cel shaded or a shell? Holy
she shell by the seashore. Cel shaded.
Didn't Dragon Ball Z do a cel shaded game? I know they did, so I'm not even going to ask. Yeah, I don't know. I like cel shaded stuff.
Yeah, we don't do any research here. No. So, yeah. But so
what is that?
Oh, I saw that.
One of the new ones.
Yeah.
What does it look like to you?
From here, it looks like Ned Flanders.
It looks like Weasel.
It looks like Donald Trump.
Oh, it does. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I can see it.
I like the grub. You see the grub?
This one.
Yeah, I like that thing.
Did you see that the two legendaries have alternate modes now?
Yes, I noticed right?
What's that? What do you mean?
Like. It's kind of like a Mega Evolve in a sense, but here's the lion.
I like that lion.
Yeah. See, the more I look at the lion, like I like bats and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But like when that lion looks like that, it's badass.
I like that the bat that's like a perfect circle.
Yeah.
Like I feel like its special move is going to be like make a perfect circle, then just boom, just
everything just like comes out like a tunnel like right at you.
Giant crotch beam.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like bats. Bats are cool, man. I'm a cat man.
Yeah.
I'm the cat man.
Well, I know what Norm's picking as his starter. How about you, Eric?
I'm actually thinking about getting the owl.
That's what I'm thinking too. Did you notice like in the gameplay in the treehouse they were using Popplio?
Yeah, like they were a lot.
They're trying to get people to like him.
I like him.
I want to know what he evolves into.
Didn't they show it already?
No, there's just that.
Was that speculation?
Supposed rumored.
All right.
I want it to be something ridiculous, like badass that everyone would want, and we'd all sit there and cry.
Badass if that was it.
I know. Really? Like we were speculating that like Litten turns into like a tiger.
Yeah.
I like that. That'd be cool. Like I don't want Litten to turn into like some like standing on twos like it's bullshit. Just give me like a kitten, like a bigger fire cat, like a bobcat or a lynx, and then give me a tiger.
I always get grossed
like
out.
Like an R-canine.
Yeah. Like I always get grossed out when I'm like trying to catch a Pokemon that's like very human-like, like that one like lucha wrestler bird, like what the heck is his name?
Oh, Howlucha.
Yeah, like he just looks like a human in a bird like costume on the top, and like you're catching him, you're keeping him, you know? Like I don't like that.
It's so like they could have just created so many just right, like far-fetched.
Yeah,
he's kind of human-like, but like you know he had his like little leak that he fucking hit people with. You don't need, like, what are the two? There's two that actually wear, like, karate gis.
Oh,
yeah, that's, like, he looks like the thing. Like
He looks like the thing.
There's a blue one and a red one. I can't think of his
name. Already have Hitmonlee and Hitmonchamp. Yeah. Those are weird enough.
Yeah.
They're called, like, he's called, like, Thwomp and Scrum. There's, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not what it is, but.
But, yeah, he's in a karate gi. Which is weird to catch him, too.
And even, like, Lucario is, like, a person dog.
Yeah.
Infernape is a person. Well, okay, that would make sense, because it's an ape.
So what are your thoughts on the way the character walks? Like, they look more fluent, but their arms are
like
weird.
They walk more fluent, and it looks like they got rid of, basically, the whole chibi sprite thing they were going for.
Yeah.
Like, they were looking to merge it before, but now it's just full on.
I like that he used the word chibi.
I do.
Yeah.
But I noticed, though, like, when the character was walking, like, the arms were, like, flailing out in a weird position that they never would, I don't think.
Yeah.
Something seemed weird about it.
But
I'm excited for it, though.
I'm really excited.
Yeah. It's November 16th?
16th or 18th, I think.
18th. I think it is the
18th. Watch, it'll be, like, 14th or something. We didn't even say.
No, yeah, it's the 18th. The 16th is something else.
Did you? Do you have yours pre-ordered, did you say?
Yes, in a sense. I mean, I got one of each for myself.
Okay.
But I also have one from my girlfriend's dad plays.
Oh, nice.
So I got one reserved for him.
He's the kind of guy that just he when something goes up on like for pre-order,
yeah.
Pre-orders everything. And then he's like,
well, on Amazon,
just in case. Yeah. Just in case. Yeah.
Because, well, one time Amazon messed up and like they lowered one of the brand new games down to like being $20.
Nice.
Oh.
So.
Oh.
Well, that's what I was saying before on when we were talking about space on the Wii
U. Yeah.
They have a sale going on right now of a bunch of games that are like 40% off.
But, which games?
Like a bunch of Zelda games. There's a couple Pokemon games on there. Like,
could I download like Skyward Sword and shit on that?
I think Skyward Sword's on there yet. Yeah. You could. The Twilight Princess just got released in HD.
Oh.
And Wind Waker's on sale right
actually,
now in
I'm
HD.
Not sure. I think Skyward Swords might be on there, but under a Wii title.
Oh,
I know
you think?
They recently have been doing downloadable Wii games.
I know someone found some information about.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they released it or not.
Yeah.
But
Wind Waker was redone for that, right?
Wind Waker's done in HD, which it's on sale right now, and that's what I was going to say. In the sale, most of the games are 40% off. But if you're my Nintendo Club member, you get an extra 10% off on top of that, so the games are 50% off.
Wow.
And that carries through like every purchase, like the 10%.
What's the My Nintendo Club thing? Is that a free thing?
You have it. If you have Miitomo, you have to.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah, because I might have a Wii U tomorrow.
Oh, yeah? Where's that coming from? Nice. You have just Wii U's laying around? You're just throwing them around?
I have decided I'm upgrading my Xbox.
Okay.
But I am also waiting for the NX.
I was going to say, what Xbox are you upgrading to? This S?
Well, I have
or are you gonna...
an original 500 GB Xbox One.
Okay.
And it's slowly...
It's Xboxing.
Gone. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's reached its age.
Yeah.
So I'm looking to upgrade it to the new 2 TB S model.
That looks nice.
It does.
Are you going to get any of the customized controllers?
My girlfriend wants a purple one.
Do you know how much they are?
Yes, $79.99.
I was going to say $80.
That's actually pretty cheap compared to most customizing websites.
But is it going to be a cheaper controller, or is it going to be like this?
It's the new S model controller.
Okay. I see like that one. There's a one controller. It's like, I'm trying to think how much it is, like over $100 or something.
Oh, yeah, the Elite.
But yeah, that one has
with
like
the metal triggers.
Yeah, and it has like
I actually have one of those.
You could like the buttons bounce back at you and shit.
The way it's designed is you could fully customize it.
Yeah, like half pulls and all that kind of stuff.
You could change like with a little like flip of a switch, you could go to half pulls instead of like pulling all the way down
to
the trigger. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want a big turbo button on them like the old NES
Granted,
Advantage or something.
I would never pay the full price for that controller.
Yeah.
I only have this one because of a nice my buddy was looking to get rid of one.
Yeah.
And I just got done working at GameStop. So I knew the trade-in value on it.
Oh, yeah.
So I offered him the trade-in value.
That's the thing. Like, a lot of people that trade stuff in, I'm always thinking, if I just give you a dollar more than what they're offering, you get a game dirt cheap.
When I would bring stuff to, like, Gallery of Sound and stuff, he'd always be like, I'll just give you, like, an extra couple bucks and that, so I'll just buy it from you.
Yeah.
Instead of doing, like, store credit and stuff. Yeah. That's why I always wish I worked at like GameStop and stuff. I would do that all the time.
I did it all the time before they started taking vintage stuff.
Yeah.
I used to do it all the time. I got for $20 a GameCube, a bunch of games, a Game Boy Player, along with a Wavebird.
The Wavebird's my favorite controller of all time.
I love the Wavebird.
Yeah.
And I was bummed out. Like when I got the Wii, the very first version of the Wii was GameCube compatible and it had all the ports in it for the controllers.
Yeah.
And then my house got hit with lightning and I lost that Wii.
Holy shit.
So the Wiis don't have that anymore?
No, they don't.
So there's no controller ports.
I traded my Wii for... What did I trade it for?
The
DS, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have a Wii U.
So
I totally forgot that Wind Waker was on the fucking
Wii U. If you get a Wii U, that Wind Waker game is high def.
Yeah.
It's an upgrade. Yeah. It's on sale. Yeah. You get it for 50% off. Yeah. You get it for like $24, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
And I think you can get Paper Mario for $1.05.
That's it? Yeah, the original Paper Mario?
Yeah. I think it's like $1.
That's a good game.
Mm-hmm.
The my priority is the one that I like. You know what it is. With no. Mario Maker.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's my priority.
I was really bummed out. Well, did you see anything about the Minecraft one though? Did you see what the gameplay looks like on that?
No.
I'll show you. But okay. I was kind of bummed out they don't do like a Zelda Maker. I understand that like that's like a hard game to make, but like just let someone like make dungeon levels or something, you know?
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Even if it's the older Zelda style.
Yeah.
Like the top down type thing.
Yeah, that'd be if I can make like original Link to the Past dungeons.
I would love it.
I would not leave my house.
Are you going to get Link to the Past?
What do you mean? Is it on there?
It's all the Zelda.
Well, I have a Super Nintendo with that anyway.
But it's like $3.
Yeah.
And you could play it on your on that or off the TV.
Oh, on my Game Gear.
Well, I'm saying like that on the...
Yeah, the Game Gear.
Yeah, that's a huge Game Gear. You go ahead and talk. I'm going to look something up here just to show.
All right. So, Coker.
Yeah.
I asked you last night, and you sent me a picture of it. What was your favorite part of E3?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah, good answer. I like it.
I'm a huge fan of Dead Rising.
Wait.
Did you say Dead Rising with no G at the end?
Dead Rising.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Dead Rising.
So, I'm pretty excited for Dead Rising 4.
Norm's over there binging stuff.
Yeah. So Dead Rising 4, it's the same kid or the same guy from the first one, right?
Yeah. But
is this just a Christmas game?
It does take place during Christmas, but this takes place 16 years later after the first one.
Really? And there's still zombies?
Well, more outbreaks.
Okay.
They go into that with the story.
I have the Instagram account, Have You Seen This Movie?
I think you did say that once before.
And I was just followed by, Have You Seen These Movies?
Nice.
Yeah.
Is it an account that's just followed you and
literally just followed me. They have one follower.
So they just opened the account right now, basically.
Yeah.
And the person following it is the person that owns it. So just message them and say, cut it out.
Hey, fuck off. Charlie, do you have a favorite part of E3 so far? Well, E3's over, right?
Yeah.
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 Like I said, this year... Like, I kind of bailed on, like, hardcore gaming, and I just basically do Nintendo stuff now. But I'm definitely Zelda. I'm definitely looking forward to that. Don't really care for the name yet, but it'll probably sink in.
The Breath of the Wild?
Yeah.
I like that. I don't know. I think it's just kind of, like, because the way the game looks, it fits.
Now, those Amiibo.
Like, when he's climbing up the mountain?
Those Amiibo that came out for it.
Oh.
They look insane.
I didn't see them.
The one articulates. The one has, like, opposable arms.
Yeah.
They look crazy.
Did you ever see the Bean movie?
Mr. Bean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where at the end of it, he's just like...
Yeah, I did see it. Why did I see that? I did see that movie.
I saw it in theaters.
My family loves him.
I saw that at the movie theater inside the mall in Wilkes-Barre when that was around.
Do you want to see this trailer for the Mario Minecraft?
Absolutely, I do.
It's a minute long, so
okay.
We'll be good.
Well, I'm playing a trailer for you anyway. I'm going to have you pull it up so we can watch it on that.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's going to be an ad, as most things have one. If there is, I'm muting it, and we'll just continue here.
Sure. You're a mutant.
Oh, yeah. Get out of here. Okay, so that's how I feel about you, ads. Once it comes on, we're up.
All right. I'm a big fan of Mario. Do you get to be Mario in Minecraft?
Oh, there's skins, baby.
Really?
Wait till you see them all.
Do you look like the Minecraft character, or do you look like Mario?
That's how Minecraft works.
Okay.
They just skin the character, but you look...
I've seen someone get skinned before. It wasn't pretty.
Yeah. Okay, you ready? Here we go.
Sure.
That's a commercial for Hulu, or as I say, who cares?
I'm a big fan of Hulu.
Yeah, here we go.
Okay. Coming in hot.
Hot and heavy.
Fantasy violence. Shit.
Of course. I don't know if you can see it from over there.
Yeah, I can see it.
You can see all the skins?
Yeah.
Wait to see the Goombas. They look creepy. Look at them. Turtles. Toad. Wario.
Ooh. Was that Tanuki Mario?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah. It's insane to me how popular Minecraft is.
I know, for how shitty it looks. I mean, that's just
the whole style of it. Well, it is incredible, though.
Yeah. I'm going to pot it down a little bit here, but what I was going to say, like, if you had this game already, like, if you had the Minecraft for the Wii U when it came out,
yeah,
this is a free update.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And if you bought this that comes with it, it's no more than if you just bought the digital version anyway.
What's so now there's a physical copy of just the Mario version?
No, it's Minecraft.
Or Minecraft, but does it have Mario on the cover?
No, I think it just says that it has the Mario
It's stuff just on the it. Wii U edition.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's the same as the downloadable copy, but just physical, yeah. And it comes
I
with
have the physical copy of the Xbox 360 edition.
So do I.
Thanks to...
Yeah, I have it somewhere, wherever the games are.
I bought it when you were working at GameStop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Look up my favorite part of E3.
Which is what?
Death Stranding.
Okay.
Have you seen the trailer for it?
No.
You're going to lose your mind.
What's it for?
Just type Death Stranding trailer.
But I'm asking you, what's it for?
Oh, PlayStation 4 and stuff. Stuff.
I'm kind of excited for, speaking of PS4.
Yeah.
The Last Guardian.
Oh, I saw the trailer, but I didn't watch the trailer.
It finally now has a release date after being years in the making.
What's the release
date? October 25th, I believe.
What? Is it happening?
No, which one do you want me to look at? The reveal trailer or which one?
There's only one trailer.
No.
No?
I have one that's 2 minutes and one that's 3 minutes.
Ooh, which one should we watch?
I wonder if the 3 minute one has the intro by him.
Yeah, the just do the 3 minute.
Now one. That I see the little icon here, I know I do remember seeing this.
Oh, you actually watched it?
I didn't watch all of it, but I saw. I was browsing like another Hulu ad.
Man. Gosh darn!
So anyway, while that's Huluing,
did you play PT when it came out? It was the thing where like you keep walking through the house over and over again. The phone's ringing. There's like an aborted baby.
No.
You know what it is though?
Yeah.
This is basically the same
maker.
Shit. Yeah, same maker and stuff. It's I don't know. The first time I saw the trailer, I was just kind of like blown away by it.
Yeah.
I actually played PT.
So did I.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, it was cool though. You see the Game Grumps play it?
No.
I love the game. There we go. Oh my god.
I forgot Eric can't hear it because he's
in the headphones. It's fine. He's heard it.
It's crazy how realistic it looks. Like, it's scary.
I just think the whole trailer itself is just terrifying. Like, look at that.
What worries me, though, is they have all this nice-looking graphics.
Yeah.
He said it's in real time.
It is in real time, but he also said that he doesn't even have an engine yet for it.
Well, we'll see. I mean, do you not trust him?
I do.
Absolutely, 100%.
I mean, you remember the quote from last night.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Fresh.
Those handcuffs are sick too, right? Like they're electrocuted on the inside or something?
Oh, yeah.
I love the crowd's reaction to him. It's Norman Reedus as for the listeners.
Which pretty much just looks like an actual video of him anyway.
Yeah, it looks perfect.
What's around his neck? That's my question.
The dog tags?
Yeah.
I think he's a clone.
You think?
Yeah, I mean... Yeah.
Someone was saying, what if this area is purgatory?
Okay.
Which I could see that
but
being.
But this right here, that's what makes me think it's a clone, that he has, like, that scar. Like, they keep cloning bits of him out of himself.
Like, that little baby maybe is, like, one of his clones.
Yeah.
I like how, like, still has, like, the bags under his eyes. Like, he's been.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they did, like, a full mocap and everything.
Yeah, you could definitely tell. Like.
But look at this shit. What are those spires or like the things in the sky? You know what I'm talking about, Coker?
Yeah.
I just want to turn around and see a schlong.
Yeah, I would like to see a nice...
maybe that's what's up in the sky right there.
Yeah.
It just flew off of him. Yeah, that looks insane, dude.
No idea what it's about, but that's that one E3 for me this year.
That's pretty amazing.
A lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that looks really good.
Yeah. I mean, like, I think all in all, E3 was a win this year. They went a lot with just, like just game after, they're showing games instead of, like, what last year, like, Microsoft just mostly, like, bullshit in two games?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, this year we got a good deal of stuff. And,
I'm happy for God of War.
Sure, it looks cool. I never really got into them because, like, I hate gameplay where it's like, hey, you're doing this, now press this to do this, now press this button to do, like, you know what I mean?
From the looks of it, they're, like, getting away from that a little bit.
That'd be cool.
Since it looks more open worldish.
Yeah.
They said the main theme of the game is a father teaching his son how to be a god.
Is it not Kratos anymore?
It is Kratos.
Oh, okay.
Basically, the father's teaching him how to be a god, and the son is supposed to teach him how to be a human.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, sure. Sure.
I wrote some other thing down I was going to ask you about.
Okay.
I know you don't play any, like, Toys to Life stuff.
What's that?
Like, Skylanders or Disney Infinity. I know you collect Amiibo.
Yeah.
Do you collect, do you do Disney Infinity as well?
I have a few.
Okay. Skylanders, do you do at all?
I haven't done Skylanders, but I'm kind of intrigued by what was announced.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Did you see that, Norm?
Yeah.
You did?
No.
Oh. There's the cool thing is, last Skylanders game that came out, there was an exclusive, there was like 9 different bundles that you could have possibly bought at launch that you would get different stuff in. So like, when they come out with a game, they come out with the regular version and then a dark version. So the figures are just... to make money, obviously.
Well, what do you mean dark version?
So the figures that it comes with, it's a color variant on them.
Okay.
So it's basically a variant.
Okay.
But you're getting the same thing. You get the game, the start, you know, the whole starter pack.
Yeah.
So they do a light and a dark version. Then there was a version that had a gold figure in it.
Yeah.
Then on the Nintendo, was it Wii and Wii U or only Wii U?
Wii U and I think the Wii had it and the 3DS.
Yeah, the 3DS had its own separate one, which came with, people are calling them... Sky Amiibos, but the Amiibo characters, one had Donkey Kong in it and the other one had Bowser in it.
Okay.
But they also acted as Amiibo on
something. So the Skylander is also a Nintendo character?
Well, that figure was an Amiibo or a Skylander. There was actually a thing on it you could click over and it would be the other thing.
Okay.
Like when you were on the readers. But anyway, so if you wanted to get everything, you had to get your regular edition, your dark edition.
Sure.
Then there was a regular edition on the Wii U which had the Donkey Kong? Donkey Kong was in the Wii U, but then there was also the dark version.
Dark version of Donkey Kong?
Of that, yeah.
Okay.
So then the 3DS was the other version that had the
Bowser
with it.
Okay.
And then there was a dark version of that on top of it. Yeah. So, like, if you wanted to get everything, you had, like, these were, starter packs are like $100 at launch. So you're dropping $600-$700 or more.
For Skylanders.
Just for the starter pack.
But then,
I don't even know, like, to even rewind it all the way back, I don't even know what the fuck Skylanders is. Like, where did it come from? Where did it go?
It came from Spyro the Dragon.
Did it really?
Yeah. Yes. Spyro, oh, okay. Spyro is in Skylanders. Like,
oh. Okay. I kind of thought that because they all are dragons.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to, like, assume.
Yeah. Well, they're not dragons now. Aren't they? But no. They're like...
Do you have any over there?
Random. Yeah. There's a bunch over there. The whole right side Skylander stuff.
Oh, okay.
Well, you see that dragon one over there? There's a Spyro one, but there's other ones by it. But anyway, so... Now, this time around, if you got the Wii U version last time, that Donkey Kong and the Bowser only worked on the Nintendo version. You couldn't play them on the PlayStation 1 or on the Xbox 1. That figure would not go over to that console.
Okay.
Now, this time around, Crash Bandicoot is in Skylanders.
Okay.
The figure comes with the PlayStation base model pack, but could work on any platform.
Okay.
Which is awesome.
Well, if you like Crash Bandicoot.
The way it's like the way they made him look, though, he's like updated, like cool looking.
Okay, I didn't see what he looked like.
Yeah,
he made his gameplay look like it's exactly like Crash Bandicoot, to where he does the spins, the jumping fully.
Which they're also releasing the Crash Bandicoot games, the originals.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
Yeah,
I mean, like, I'm not a big Crash Bandicoot fan.
Yeah,
Because I just remember like hating the games.
Really? See, that was like PlayStation when that first came out. Like
Spyro and Crash Bandicoot, not a big fan.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was more like Nintendo back then. Yeah. So.
See, I had all the I always had all the systems except for like this last version or the last console cycle.
After tomorrow, I will have all the the current generation. Because I have a PS4, I have an Xbox One, which works again, thank God.
Yeah.
Did you even find out what the issue was?
When I did the reset, the TV setting was set to DVI, and I had to put it to auto whatever, and then it just started working. Except the audio quality on the TV I just got is garbage. I need a sound bar.
As I say, sound bar.
Yeah,
you get a cheap one at Big Lots for like 40-something bucks. Yeah, probably better than the speaker and the TV.
And it's playing.
It sounds so hollow.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, it's playing Blu-rays now too.
Yeah, everything's perfect.
Wow.
It just needed a break.
Yeah, it was just like I think it's just because like I don't know. I don't think it's because I got
shit happens. Electronics.
That's all I got. Can I put the Kinect part on just on top of the Xbox?
I don't see why you wouldn't be able to.
Because when I get the soundbar, that's going to have to go in front of the TV, at least on like my setup.
They do sell Kinect mounts that you can put on top of your TV.
Yeah, I ain't doing that though.
Are you using the Kinect?
I like the Xbox on or the Xbox turn off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, when I'm with the ladies.
Now, the new one, the S, that has Cortana and stuff in it, correct?
It does, but the thing is, it doesn't have a port for the Kinect right away.
That's what I heard. Now, it's going to have a microphone in the controller? Or is that on the next version of the Xbox?
The controller still needs the microphone.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is a little disappointing.
Yeah. What do you mean the next version? The Xbox 2?
The Scorpio.
Yeah, Scorpio. Is
Project Scorpio?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, do you think, though, by doing that, putting this S out, like, and then the Scorpio is coming out when?
Holiday next year.
That's got to hurt the sales of this S, you would think, right?
You would think, but the way they put it is comparing it to like how a PC is.
Yeah. Sure. It's an upgrade.
Yeah. It's like using ultra settings when using the S model will be like using standard.
Yeah.
They said it won't look that much different if you do have a regular TV and you use the Scorpio.
Yeah.
So that's another thing.
So the Scorpio is not much of an upgrade from the One?
It is.
From it's the just, One, yeah, but
it's mostly 4K.
Oh, okay. Did they announce anything about a PS5?
No.
Okay.
The 4.5 Neo?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, in your opinion, do you think consoles are pretty much done? Because all the stuff that's coming out on the Xbox is compatible on PC.
It is. That's their big selling point, that you could play your game on Xbox
and pick it up
right
on PC.
Your PC and continue where your save is.
Which is, it's awesome, but I mean, that's because it's Microsoft. Like, obviously, they're going to integrate it into their...
So, do you think we're going to get World of Warcraft on the Xbox?
They did announce keyboard and mouse support coming.
I would be into that.
I mean, basically, like, this...
I would actually play Warcraft.
They have optical drive in it, though, right? Like, there's drives in this?
Yeah.
Like, it's not, like, download-only stuff, right? So, with them doing that, though, you would think, like, if they have keyboard and setup, like, you're just connecting to their system. Like, you could just... link it obviously to your computer. It's got to just be.
But I don't want to have to get a computer for Warcraft.
That's why I feel that's what they're going with Scorpio.
Mm-hmm.
Is I feel like they hinted that there's going to be a possibility someday maybe that they'd be able to upgrade your console.
Yeah,
like a PC, and that's why I'm kind of wondering is if that's what Scorpio is going to end up being.
Yeah. Like that's like the definitive console, and you just upgrade it.
Yeah.
So over time, Xbox is just going to phase itself out, and it will still just have PlayStation and Nintendo systems.
Like I would assume,
and the Xbox will just be like a computer.
I'm going to assume it's just going to be like a Steam box, basically.
Yeah, exactly. I think they are stealing that idea.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I don't know. Like,
I like physical media though. That's my problem.
I tweeted today. Because of Xbox support, I will no longer buy an Xbox.
Yeah.
But that we'll see how true that is.
You'll delete that tweet tonight.
No, I won't delete it. Fuck them. I showed the backing part of my Xbox controller, the Xbox One. I lost it the day I got it.
Yeah. How does that happen?
I have no idea. It was gone. I took it off to put batteries in. Gone.
You know it's somewhere like in your room and it's just sitting there.
I sent him a picture of it. He goes, oh, they'll send you one. They're free of charge.
Yeah.
So I call them, and I'm on the phone forever.
With India.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And then I tell him my Microsoft thing, which is basically just like my full name and then whatever. And then I spell it to him, and then I spell it like how you do it over the phone.
Uh-huh.
Like, N for Nancy, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And then he spells it back wrong.
Yeah, that just happened to me the other day on the phone with somebody.
And I said to him, I was like, who the fuck are you talking to? Like, what are you listening to?
Yeah.
I was heated. I get heated like immediately when something's wrong. And then he wanted me to give him the serial number of my Xbox.
Yeah.
To see if it was linked to my account. And once I pulled it out, the signal shut off on my my TV. So I thought I fucking broke the USB thing again.
Yeah.
And I saw on the phone, I was like, I just fucking fixed this. I'm not doing this right now.
Yeah.
And he goes, I know, but I need it for the warranty, this and that. That's my terrible accent. I apologize. And I was like, no, fuck this. I'm going to hang up because you suck. Your company sucks. And all I want is a fucking thing for the back of my thing. And because I know they're like, they record for whatever.
Yeah.
I just hung it up. So I hope he gets a little talking to.
No, you know, he high-fived his buddies. They go, we got another one. They don't care.
Racism.
At my house, I might have an extra one of those.
He'll send it to you free of charge.
Sure he will.
Right? Well, what happened was, when I got that Elite controller,
yeah,
my buddy who gave it to me, it didn't have the backing on it either.
Yeah.
And it uses a specific style backing now for the Elite controller.
Oh, okay.
Because of the whole pedal thing. So I contact Microsoft thinking they'll send me, and they're like, oh, we'll send you one. This is the exact one you need. I'm like, are you sure?
Sent you the original or the other
They
one?
Send me the original controller backing.
What the hell's wrong with them?
And I'm like, this thing don't fit. And they're like, well, can you try and make it fit?
You know what you should do? If you would know like the kind of stupid stuff people are going to say, I would just have like audio sound effects of like a saw and like table saws and shit, and, like hammers. And it's like, I'm trying. just to see what they would do.
Their ending outcome... In order to get a new backing,
tape it.
No, they set up a repair to send in my controller and send me a brand new
one. Screw that.
Wait, so you got a whole brand new Elite controller?
It's not going to be brand new.
Out of pocket, I only spent about like $50 for a brand new one.
50?
And it was actually brand new, not refurbished.
It was actually brand new.
Because they pull that shit a lot. Like they send you refurbished crap all the time.
I think it was new because they don't have many of the Elite controllers to begin with.
Yeah.
So
even if it was refurbished, it's cool. But then again, like, someone's cummy hands is all over it.
Thank God. The one I had smelled like vape.
Thank God. Someone's cummy hands. Oh, thank God.
Thank God. What a delight.
Oh. All right. So that was the hangout session.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So overall, E3, excited. There's some good stuff coming out. There was a surprise RPG game also mentioned for the 3DS.
I didn't get to see what it was.
Yeah, I only saw like pictures of it. I didn't see any of the video, but supposedly it's real time, which is good because
I'll have to check it out.
I'm not, besides Pokemon turn-based style, not a huge fan of it. Like when it's like I fight, you fight, I fight, you fight.
I'm a fan of Fire Emblem.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's as far as I'll go with turn-based.
Yeah.
There was one more game that I was thrilled about.
What's that?
South Park.
Oh, yes, I did.
The Fractured Butthole.
Yeah. I love it.
Did you watch the trailer for it?
I saw parts of it.
Oh, man. Floor.
Oh, Norm's getting some phone calls. Remember when he told you to mute your phone?
Should I do it on the phone? Or should I do it on the pod?
You won't hear them. Oh, yeah, you'll hear
them. Yeah, you'll hear them.
Who is it?
Hello?
Norm, it's John.
Hey, John, I just want to let you know that you're live on the podcast. Go.
What?
Just go.
Hey, you were looking for someone's HBO Go information?
Oh, yeah, I was.
What are you looking to watch?
Anything.
Oh, well, try this instead.
Wait, what do you mean?
Hold on.
It has to be secretive.
What?
This is, you're live, you're on like you're on my radio show kind of thing. Right now, you're being broadcast out to the world.
Oh, why?
Because hold I on. Wanted to.
I'll turn him off so you can
Oh, wait, he'll turn you off. Hold on, he's going to turn you off. Okay, go.
You're not going to be able to hear him, though.
Oh, I can't hear him? No, I'm just
unplug
John,
unplug it.
Oh, wait, really? Oh, my God.
So while Norm's stealing HBO Go
right,
over there.
God bless you.
So
one of my bosses.
You just witnessed Norm stealing HBO Go?
No, I can't.
So this episode's sponsored by HBO.
HBO Go, I got you.
Wait, what, really?
Yeah.
Then why don't you respond to my shit on Facebook?
You just see
you. You send me so much shit of shit I've already seen on Facebook.
You just want to write that information down over there. I'll take that too.
Well, because I had to reset my Xbox One.
Yeah.
And
wiped everything out.
Yeah. And the old HBO Go I had on it, apparently the guy changed his password like a schmutz.
like a human.
Like, yeah, sure. And I can't get onto it anymore. Hmm. Your boy just wants to watch some Veep. Everything is awesome.
That's on Veep's on Amazon, but not current though.
Oh, I have Amazon Prime. I can watch that.
You could. It's all. I don't think it's anything new though.
Oh.
Seasons like 1 through 3 or something. Like
yeah, that. I'm in the middle of 1, I think.
New Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah,
that's gonna be cool. It's gonna be real cool.
Yeah.
Did you say everything is awesome because of my shirt?
Yeah.
Okay, that's awesome.
Everything's cool when you're part of a team.
I just watched that movie again yesterday. I love that movie.
It's a great movie.
One of my favorite parts, though, is the Duplo bit at the end. Can't get enough of it. Yeah. I fucking love it.
I hope they make another one. Oh, they're making a Lego Batman.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just hate that Will Arnett's Batman.
You don't like Will Arnett?
I fucking hate Will Arnett.
Really? No. I love Will Arnett.
I like him on, what's that one show?
Arrested Development. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was like a trifecta.
Yeah.
Actually, probably quadruple. He probably farted.
No.
Okay.
If I farted, I'd die.
Yeah. So would we.
What are we at right now? What's we at?
We're at an hour.
We're at an hour. Yeah. I mean, he's got to go to work.
Yeah.
So.
Overnight.
Did you bring a tight bite?
Yes, I did.
What is it?
Pez heads.
Whoa, Pez heads.
Do you need a Pez head real quick?
I would love to have a Pez head.
All right, what do you got? Talk about it. Do it.
They're Pez soft candy chews of bear heads.
Okay.
I never even saw these things.
They are, from what I've seen, 99% fat-free, gluten-free, and vegetarian.
Oh, that's perfect. That is perfect. So it's not like a real bear.
No.
You've listened to the pod. You know how the tight bites go.
How do they go?
Remind me. Have you? Oh, my God. just go for it, man.
Go for it.
Open it up. Take a sniff. Take one.
They're very fruity.
I like fruit.
So is it a mixed variety pack?
With a little bear head.
Oh, my God. They're loose leaf in there. I was thinking it was like an individually wrapped thing in there. I like this.
They smell. There's a bunch of different colors. No. It's all the same. Yeah, they're all the same. I just grabbed two, though.
Oh, God.
They're kind of cute.
They spelled bears with a Z.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Well, Pez.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. All right. Pez heads.
You ready?
I wonder if they're Pez flavored. These are going to be great.
They smell nice. Good.
They do. You know what they smell like? Scented erasers. Oh, yeah.
Sure. All right, this is going to erase my insides.
Yeah, okay. I'm popping.
3, 2. Not the consistency I thought it would be.
No, but that's because they're vegetarian. There's not gelatin in them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not that bad.
They're good. They're definitely like more on the crumbly side of a gummy, but that's because of the whole gelatin thing.
They remind me of those the sharks.
Sharks are a little chewier, I think, aren't they?
All right.
It says they're from Europe.
These are good, though.
They are.
I'm going to take one more and I'm going to toss them back.
I got them from Sheetz.
I've never seen them before.
Yeah, it caught my eye. I've never seen a gummy version of Pez.
What does a bag of these go for, price-wise?
Like $2.
That's not bad. You ready, Norm? I'm going to throw them to you. And then you can pass them.
Oh, God.
That's too far of a distance.
I believe in you.
This is a 100-yard room. Here you go. Right at you.
Did they dump?
I don't think they dumped. And if you're looking at them, the bear's completely white, but then there's three things colored on them. Two insides of the ears and the nose. Look at that cute little nose.
Oh, yeah.
It's colored.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tight bite.
That is a tight bite, and I would buy these.
Yeah.
I definitely like them.
I would definitely buy them.
Can't get too much sound out of these.
Maybe you could buy them and bring them to the drive-in theater on Saturday when you go.
I would, but I don't think I'm going.
That's all right. That's fine. I just, I included you in my best friend post.
That's true. If it was Friday night, I probably still wouldn't go, but it would probably be a little easier.
Well, tomorrow night, Friday night, in Massachusetts,
mm-hmm.
Bane are playing their last two shows, Friday and Saturday.
Are you going?
I might go tomorrow.
That's a far drive.
What?
That's a far drive.
Well, 5 hours, but like Bane will never play a show again.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I wish I can go on Saturday, but it's sold out and like there's no way to get tickets to that. I mean, if I got there and like waited around, I probably could get one.
Just park outside and just listen to like the muffled sounds.
Well,
through the wall.
They're playing with Saves the Day.
Oh yeah,
because back on their first tour, back in like the '90s, mm-hmm. they toured together. So plus Title Fight's playing and stuff.
Yeah, my buddy Dave would probably enjoy going to that.
Yeah,
he loves Bane.
Do you like Bane?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to go see Bane tomorrow?
I can't.
Why?
I got busy. I'm busy.
What are you doing?
Listen.
All right.
I'll explain it to you if Eric's leaving on the next podcast. I'm gonna explain something to you.
I do have to go do that work thing.
All right.
Where, you know, I just sit around and watch Netflix.
That's my job too.
Everybody has the best jobs except for me. This is great.
You work your ass off, and I just go, when is Game of Thrones on?
Nice.
Though I am excited for this next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we won't talk about that.
Well, Eric, it was nice having you.
It was great. I'd love to come back.
Yeah.
You can come back whenever you want.
I would love to have Eric back.
Open invitations.
To delve into like...
Yeah. This was our video game, Cedric. We'll go life stories next time. Talk it up.
Me, I took Eric to his first time to see Weezer.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of good stories.
That was front row, man.
Yeah. I just found the pictures a couple days ago. We were right on the barrier. That's the first time I ever asked a girl for a phone number at that show.
Yeah.
I almost burst my bladder there.
What?
I had to use the bathroom so bad that day. We got in there and I'm like, where's the bathroom? And you're like, no time. Get in.
But like after having been there a few more times, the bathrooms are right next to where we were standing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was planning on going and then you're like, if you go, you're not getting back in here.
Where were you at?
The festival pier.
Oh, okay.
It was, who the fuck was it? Fun, Foxy Shazam, Panic at the Disco, and Weezer.
Not too bad.
Yeah, it was a good show. I have free tickets to see Florence and the Machine tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But I kind of want to see Bane.
I would rather go with Bane. Yeah. Definitely.
I wish I could go and see it. Who knows? I don't know. All right, man. Well, Eric Coker, thank you for being here.
Oh, it's fun.
Yes.
Thank you for everyone. Thank you for listening.
Yep. And if you didn't care for E3, tune in next week. Yeah. Regular show.
Great show.
A one-off special.
Time.
Yeah.
As always, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Hangout Session.
Correct.
You can email us, Hangout Session
Podcast
mm-hmm. @gmail.com.
Correct.
On what's the other thing?
You go to iTunes, leave us a rating and review, and also HangoutSession.com. Yes, click subscribe.
Yeah.
So until next time, my name is Charlie.
I'm Nyarm Yanya.
And I'm Eric.
And thanks for hanging out with us.
Goodbye.